Missed out on breakfast? Fret not. It's never too late to grab a bite.
Let's play another game of HS, Ahmad. You remember you coined that term the other day on the show?
Hypothetical situation.
That's right. So let's just say your TV suddenly stopped working, okay? And you want to get rid of it and maybe buy a new one. What do you do with your broken TV?
Throw it out the window. Just kidding. I would probably try and figure out a way to sustainably recycle it.
Yes, good job. You should recycle it, but not at the recycle bin at your home, obviously. Do you know where to go?
I do not.
Okay, well,
let's
help out today. There are multiple ways you can do this, which we will get into, but one of the ways to do it, you can take it to an e-waste collection point. Now, these are special centers that's all around Singapore, hundreds of places you can go to. This is the same with other stuff like batteries, refrigerators even, routers, anything with a plug or battery should be handled properly and not just thrown away with general trash. So, you may not know this, but Singapore's National Environment Agency has been trying really hard to tackle the issue of e-waste and the growing mountain of stuff that's being discarded every year. So just to give you an idea, okay, UN's Global E-Waste Monitor report said that the amount of e-waste generated globally hit 62 million tons in 2022. Of all of this, guess how much was recycled, percentage-wise?
1%.
Okay, it's not that bad. About 22% of all e-waste was documented as formally collected and recycled in an environmentally sound manner. Now, Asia is a major source of e-waste, no surprises there, accounting for nearly half of all of the waste generated, and it also has a very low recycling rate. And as for Singapore specifically, we produce about 60,000 tons of e-waste a year. I think that it's not because we don't want to recycle, but maybe we don't know that these programs exist and that there's not enough education and awareness of this issue. So let's try to help you guys out today and tell you what to do if you have something you want disposed of. You have a few options. So Singapore and some other countries have rolled out extended schemes with businesses which requires them to take back products. So for example, your washing machine is broken, you need to buy a new one. Someone will come by and pick up your broken washer upon delivery of a new one at no cost. So the vendors will then either refurbish the old equipment and resell them or send the equipment to recyclers. If you're not buying a new one right away, you can use a retailer's in-store collection service. So bring it back to the store and they will recycle it for you for free.
My TV is 60 inches.
Oh, yeah.
Is that disposable?
I mean, you can absolutely recycle it. You should recycle it. But if you don't want to carry it all the way to the e-collection point, you can always get someone to pick it up for you.
Sounds good.
There you go. There's also a doorstep collection service you can call. So someone will come and pick it up for you. At a small fee, though, you can check out prices on the ALBA website. That's A-L-B-A. And on the website, you can also find all of the numbers for local town councils. So you can call them to arrange removal of bulky e-waste for free HDB pickups. Now for the smaller items, there are now more than 800 collection points across the island for e-waste. So e-waste bins are now in many public areas like shopping malls, town centers, community centers. You will miss them, you know, like they're pretty big and you've probably walked by some of them because they're in such central locations. A quick Google search and a visit to the NEA website will give you a clear idea of where to go. And more likely than not, they're really easy to find, probably really close to where you are. So while it may be a bit of a hassle to hold on to dead batteries for a while or make a short trip to get your electronics recycled, it's a small effort that can make a big difference in saving our planet. So if you're ever tempted to toss your old gadgets or appliances in the trash, remember that there's a better way.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.